This is an executive summary of self-storage rights explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Self-storage has quietly become one of the most resilient corners of the right world. A self-storage right owns and operates the facilities where households and businesses rent space, typically on a month-to-month basis, to store belongings, inventory, and equipment. The sector's appeal comes from an unusual combination: demand that holds up across economic cycles, driven by life events and the simple tendency to accumulate stuff, low operating costs that produce high margins, and short leases that let operators raise rates frequently. The catch is supply. Storage is relatively cheap and quick to build, so local markets can become overbuilt, pressuring occupancy and rents. This guide explains what self-storage rights own, why their demand is recession-tested, the low operating expense economics, the supply and competition risk, and how to evaluate a storage right. These are general, educational observations about the sector. Demand, returns, and outlook are non-promissory. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and you should verify current market conditions with your advisor. Self-storage is one piece of the wider right landscape, and for the full picture you can turn to our 2026 Guide to Private and Non-Traded Rights. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.